dust by the radio. Life after dust, dust, dust by the radio.
You need to tune in to
dust by the radio. Life after dust, dust, dust by the radio.
Life after dust, dust, dust by the radio. To come up is a must. People tune in on your radio.
Tomorrow, you need work in your career. Steady J hold the title, and I bet when the smoke clears, you gon' need you a bottle. Cause this song is real talk, ain't no American Idol. Jack is some more and tearing Lamona in your divider. And if you don't tune in, you might as well play the lotto. Because your chances of winning is like wishing in a bottle. This is life after dust, music wins with hot models. We got them. Life after dust, dust, dust by the radio. The come up is a must, must. People tune in on your radio. You could even visit dustspot.com every Monday and Wednesday. Steady J is on.
What's up, everyone? What's up? This is your boy, Steady J. Welcome to Life After Dusk, live on Hot After Dusk Monday. What's up? Yeah, yeah. Oh, man. I appreciate everyone for the continued support as you share towards all of my brands and whatnot and just showing love to me, period, man. Last week was great. We celebrated the mark of our seventh anniversary of the show, so definitely glad to be one of the first shows of the new year as far as for a new year of our show. Not necessarily calendar year, but as far as that, it's definitely a blessing to be able to just go and get ready for another year, man, as we enter year 8. And this is awesome. People, whew, I'm telling you, let me tell you what I ended up doing today. So I don't know if I shared this with you guys last week. I don't believe I did. But last week was the first week I started doing size. And that's a new workout DVD, whatnot, workout program. So it's not just on DVD. You can get digitally or whatever by Sean T. And, man, it's pretty awesome because, you know, they call it size, the end of exercise. And basically, it's a hardcore workout that involves dancing. So you do hardcore dancing moves. And it's pretty awesome. Week one is really tough, and I think he purposely does that to make sure, you know, to kind of get you ready to handle and take it a little easier on you, and also to get you ready for when you got to do the longer workouts, because like week one is a 30-minute workout with like a minute and a half break, water break. That's not till like the end. Like usually the water break is near the end of the workout. So then week two, you get into where I'm in now, which is a 43-minute workout. And it's pretty good, man. It's fun because, again, like a lot of people always know, for me personally, one of the things I consistently do every week that keeps me active when I'm not able to go to the gym or don't feel like driving to the gym, whatever, or going running, is dancing. I love to dance, 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 dance. That's why I go out. A lot of times I go out, I always tell people it's not about trying to go see how many chicks I can go pick up real quick. No, a lot of times I go out because I like the dancer element. I have fun dancing. And it's just that adrenaline rush, especially when people like cheering you on or they see you dancing and getting it. So I like doing that. And it gets me turned up, man, tanked up. So it's definitely a blessing to be able for God to be able to put me in a position to be able to handle working out. Whew, but I'm telling you, it will definitely put you through the ringer. Because a lot of people, man, this is what happens when it comes to working out. They start freaking out because you try to do the traditional stuff, and really, everything is not going to work for everyone. And that's what you have to figure out. You have to figure out what's going to work for you. When you do that, you'll be a lot better off. And that's what people don't understand. Like, I've never been one of those people that like to just go by what everybody else tell me as far as working out. I know you do this. It's like, that's the old, you know, and that's, I guess that's sometimes why I don't like go to the gym. Sometimes I get kind of bored. And that's the thing, you got to do stuff that's going to keep your body going. And you got to do it to where it's going to take your mind off the fact it's a workout. Lifting weights and stuff is cool. Of course, that's the basis of working out. You definitely do that, but you also want to do stuff that, as far as cardio-wise, do something that's fun. I recommend doing that. And that's why I love dance, and size definitely does that, so shout out to that. And let me see. I got my chat. Let me check and see what's going on in my chat real quick. Hold on. Yep. So, yes. Whew. So, let me tell you some more stuff, man. This weekend, I put myself on house arrest, I like to call it, because, you know, I was gearing myself up to head for next week. No, I'll be heading this weekend, actually. I'll be heading to Austin. I'll be there for the weekend, chilling. It's not that far of a drive for me. It's far enough away from here, but close enough to where I don't feel like, oh my God, I'm going to pass out from driving. Because if you know me, I hate driving. And, oh man, it's so much fun because a lot of people don't realize, man, that, how can I put it? a lot of people don't realize that when you're trying to make sure that you stay at peace of mind, sometimes you gotta make sure you get away from your chosen place. A lot of people, this is why they always go, oh, I'm moving to here, I'm moving to there. It's because they sit their behinds in the same city, never leave out of the city. They may go 30, 45 minutes on radius of a city, and that's all they really do. And that's why they always get so restless. I mean, sometimes you got to get away to help reprogram, to help get your mind reprogrammed. And that's the thing, I recommend doing that. Like, don't just stay stagnant. Don't be content with life, period, or anything. In your finances, in how you treat people, health-wise, everything. Don't be content. Always look at how you can improve it. And if you know me, I'm a person, even if I've accomplished stuff, I'm never content. If you're content, man, that's what's going to happen. You're going to be stuck with content results. So, don't be content. Other news. Over the weekend, we ended up seeing this video from Cat Williams. Bobby. And let me tell you what this is. goodness. But, no, anyways, Cat Williams was explaining the whole situation, what happened with the fight that happened between him and the kid. And, again, we're never – no one ever once said that the kid was not in the wrong. I mean, when it comes to people around adults, you should know how to act accordingly. But let me tell you this. Let me tell you this, sir. You still should know. When you said he was talking about in the video that he knew something was up, your ass didn't leave then. I just don't. People just want to be. That's just a part of people trying to be the tough guy. If you see some, if you feel like some stuff about to go down, get the hell away from that, man. It's just like, for instance, what happened here in Fort Worth this weekend. People shooting and shit. Y'all crazy, man. Shooting. Y'all was shooting. They shoot up in the air, and people don't understand that when you shoot up in the air all willy-nilly, and I did say willy-nilly, I took it back on y'all, but you shoot up in the air all willy-nilly, those bullets do not have anybody's name on them. They going to land on whoever the heck they want to land on whatever they want to land on, all that stuff. And you're going to be held accountable. And we had to stop. As a community, we just have to tell ourselves that we're not going to continue to do with it, to you know, encourage that kind of behavior and stop making an excuse that, well, the man, he put us in this position. I'm so sick of that, man. So sick of it. We got to quit. You know, people always want to Black Lives Matter, but I get tired of saying this, but can Black Lives Matter to some Black people? Because some Black people don't get it. Like, it only matters when somebody that's not of color decides that it's time to play target practice. So you can't have your cake and eat it too, people. I'm just telling you. So that being said, I'm gonna go to a quick music break. After this music break, we'll go ahead and have our interview with my girl, Torche Renee, of Track as Transitioning Resources Around the Community. We'll be chopping it up with her. Oh, man, I want to make sure. You know, this is a perfect time to play this song. Perfect time. All right, we'll be back after this.
Haters corny with that Illuminati mess. Paparazzi, catch my fly and my cocky fresh. I'm so reckless when I rock my Givenchy dress. I'm so possessive, so I rock his rock necklaces. My daddy Alabama, mama Louisiana. You mix that Negro with that Creole, make a Texas Bama. I like my baby hair with baby hair and afro. I like my Negro nose with Jackson 5. Sauce in my bag. What? I see it, I want it.
I twirl on my haters, I know.
information. You know you that bitch when you cause all this conversation. Always say gracious, best revenge is your paper.
All right, we back. We're here on Life That Does Live. Your boy, Ceddie J. That was my girl, Beyonce, with Formation. Right here on Life at the Dust Live, Hot at the Dust Monday. And, man, I definitely had to play a song. First off, guys, to keep reminding people that black, in order for black lives to matter, black lives have to start mattering to black people first. That was definitely one of the reasons. But another reason is because we have a co-founder of a nonprofit group called TRAC, which stands for Transition and Resources Around the Community. We will talk to her right here in just a second about what that's all about and get more depth about it. So I want to welcome to the show, our first time to the show, big ups to that, my girl Torshae Renee. Goodness, what's wrong with me today?
Hey. It's okay, okay. I've heard worse.
Oh no, I'm still amped up from working, from doing this size workout earlier. It got me like on a whole nother level. Goodness, man. I'm telling you, that stuff is in, it's been definitely shedding some pounds.
That's what I need in my life. A little workout.
Yeah. You do that, I'm telling you, you're gonna be that week one kill you. Oh, that week one, the week one routine kill you. But that week two, this is my first day for the week two one, but it's longer, but it has a lot more fun moves into it, so you don't feel like you're about to die as much.
Yeah, I've been working out on week one forever now. I always start back over. I can never stay committed, but I'm gonna get right. I just be having so much stuff going on. Trying to do the nonprofit, the credit repair. I just stay busy.
I feel you. I mean, I'm busy being myself, but I told myself, I said, no. I don't care what I got going on. I'm going to find a way to make sure I do something every day so that I have notes of that. I don't get too used to not working out, and I found something to do I can do from the house. So I don't let weather get in the way, none of that. And shoot, I've been dealing with freaking my allergies over the past week, so I definitely wasn't going to. I was like, nah, I ain't even going to let the allergies get to me and tell me all this coughing and stuff. I wasn't going to let that get to me either, so, yeah.
You're a better man than me. I'm going to get it together, though.
Yeah. If I got to come over there and yell at you myself, I will. But, hey, get it together. I do it. I will.
That's probably what's going to have to happen.
All right. Well, okay, y'all heard it there in the air, so y'all know what we always say because this show is recorded, too, so that means it is on the record that you said. That I get to come yell at you. All right, so you said that. I'm glad you put that out there so now everybody knows.
Yeah, I put it out there so everybody knows because I need to get together. I've been saying this for a while. I can't blame this on my baby no more. Mm-hmm. He over one now. Like, he almost two. I can't keep blaming it on him. Can't blame him no more. He about to be two.
I'm trying to turn this keg into a six-pack.
Exactly. I understand.
So let me dig into your business. That's what we do best on here. But in this case, literally, what led you to even get into, what led you to get into doing credit repair or anything with finances, period? What led you into that?
People, I love to help people. And honestly, people think I'm Google. So I get asked at least 50 questions a day about different stuff. So months ago, maybe almost a year ago, somebody asked me credit questions, you know, like asking me how to repair it. And I will always see people, like my Facebook friends, post that they didn't care because their credit was messed up anyways, or they don't care if a car get repo. And I'd be like, but you know you can't buy nothing, you know, later on in life if your credit's messed up. Like, a lot of people my age didn't understand why credit was so important. So I just wanted to kind of inform people on why credit is important and be a part of the process of fixing it. So I started with the credit awareness class. When I tell you, I was up late night trying to research information and get this class together so that I can give people this information. And that's how I got on with the credit repair business, because we all had this common ground where we all wanted to help people and inform them at the same time. We don't just help them, you know, and leave them stuck out. We're going to help you. We're going to teach you. And we're going to help you understand why it's so important and to help you maintain it. So I love it. It's just all about the helping people. You can't, what they fail to realize is you can't get anything for a good price. You can get it. You can go get a house. You can go get a car. But you're going to be paying triple of what somebody else is paying because your credit is horrible. I know people with cars that's 2005, 2008, and they're paying $500 and $600 for it. That's your rent. I better not pay that amount for no car, and a car that's 10, 15 years old. Why? And it's all because you have poor credit. If you get a better credit, so
why do you think
better credit score.
Here's my question, but why do you think that people have came to that thought process of thinking that it's okay not to care? What do you think led to that?
Because they have cash. They think because they have cash in hand that's something, because they make a lot of money and they have a lot of money on a debit card that's something. When, I mean, it's something because you can buy that stuff, but my thing is, why pay more for something? Why pay more for a car because all you have is cash? You don't have no credit, or your credit is horrible because when you were fresh out of high school, you thought the bank was just giving you this credit card because they were nice, that you didn't have to pay this money back. Like, that's how some people think. They think that those credit cards, that they're just giving you free money. That's just $1,000 for free. You don't got to pay that back. And they get in these situations.
Oh, I still remember
situations.
I got my first credit card.
Yeah, I remember when I got mine. That was my first learning experience.
This is how they got me. It was at Pizza Hut, and to get a goddamn free large pizza, I sat there like, "Hey, you signed for this credit card." And especially you're a college student, they reeling you in. You signed for the credit card, you get a free large pizza today. I'm like, "Oh, okay. All I got to do is sign up." You know. Dumb, I know, but hey, we all make dumb mistakes.
Yes. it's okay, because everybody do. Because I was 19, and I went to open a bank account at Chase, and he ran me for a credit card. He was just like, wow, your limit is better than mine. I had a $5,000 limit, $5,000 at 19. Luckily, this person actually cared. I actually wasn't spending a lot of money. It's just, like you said, it was a lot in one time period, maybe like $200. We went to the outlet in San Marcos, you know, me and some girlfriends. So, you know, we're just having fun,
man.
Just buying stuff. I'm already a cheap person, so I'm not spending that much to me. But he called me on that day, and he explained to me what would happen if I kept spending like that. You know, he was just like, it's not that you're spending a lot of money, it's just you're spending it fast. And you don't want to get into that habit of spending this money because you have $5,000 and think that, you know, you're not going to have to pay it back or your interest is not going to be high. So he helped me. He taught me that. I mean, I was surprised that a banker, because, you know, nowadays they don't tell you that. They let you spend that money and you go on about your business. You just get in a bad situation. Well, I was lucky enough to have somebody to tell me that. And then I have, you know, my mentors who's just always been able to tell me. I'm the type of person who, if you're giving me information, I'm going to listen, because I know you know something that I don't know. So I need this information. And now that I have this information, I just want to share it with everybody. Why pay $500 or $600 when you can be paying $300, you know?
Exactly. Shoot, I'm cheap. I'm one of them people. I make sure I got the coupons on deck wherever I go. I went to Denny's the other day. She was already cheap. I was like, you know what? I got this 20% coupon. Bam. Can y'all use that coupon, please? Hey, it don't matter. People can say what they want to say, but I bet you ain't going to be running around here looking crazy later.
Right, right. That's how I am. No, I don't have the latest shoes. No, I don't have the latest nothing. I still drive my old little car, but it's paid for. I don't got to worry about none of those high-expensive bills. I'm going to stay right where I'm at, cheap and happy, because at the end of the day, my bank accounts are going to be good, and when I'm ready to buy that house, I'm going to be paying way cheaper than my neighbor.
So here's my question for you, my next question for you. If I'm a person that, okay, so I really am serious about getting my credit together, what's the first step I need to make to definitely make that happen?
Your first step will be to call me so we can set up a free consultation. That's your first step.
There you
what
go.
We do. Yes, I am your go-to girl. I'm in it for helping people, not for the money. I have a full-time job. That's what a lot of people don't understand. We're not doing this to take your money. We have a full-time job, so you can only call me a certain time because I'm at work. I have a full-time job. I have other side jobs that I do, so it's not for the money. We're actually in it to help people. We don't charge no monthly price. It's not no residual income. Everybody get their personalized quote. It's to fit you, it's to fit your credit report, and we do give you the option to pay it out, or if you just debt ready, you can pay it in full. That's perfectly fine with us, but we're not in it to just take your money. We're going to teach you something. You're going to be a step-by-step. Every process that we take, everything that we do with your credit, you will be in that process. You will see every move. Everything will come through you. So you will never be left out. You will always know what's going on with the process. But I am the person you call. That's 1-800-771-8993, extension 319. You call me and we'll set up a free consultation.
So that leads to my next question. So, okay, I'm a person, so I call you up, like, not without necessarily giving someone else's. Like, give us an example of how much a person would pay if they had X credit score and X items on their stuff.
It just all depends, because you can have 1,000 things on there, but they'd be like petty stuff, you know, just like cell phone bills and cable bills and stuff like that, where you can probably get a lower price only because the items on there are not like big and heavy versus repos, evictions, student loans, you know, that big stuff that's going to get you in a higher price range because that's going to take more time to work on and how many items you have. If you only, you know, this you're new to this, you just messed up, you just started your credit 2 years ago and you messed it up versus somebody who's been doing this damage for 10 and 15 years, the price can vary. It really can. It can vary. But like
no,
I said, I'm all
no.
for helping people, so I don't just go outrageous on no prices.
No, is it mainly, to kind of get a demographic on it, is it mainly men or women that are usually pretty serious as you've dealt with as far as clients?
Maybe women. Women's probably a little more serious. Only because I feel like men just be wanting to hold on to their money. I see a lot of women where when you explain to them the process, they're like, okay, I'm ready. You know, let's go ahead and do it. Whereas men, oh, I got to think on it. Or they have the money, but they're going to act like they don't have the money. Right. We ain't going to force somebody
people
to fix themselves.
Yeah, I don't do that. I'm not about that. If I got it, I'm making sure I get stuff done. I'm like, hey, man, oh, I got it. Oh, okay, I need what such and such. Let me get that together ASAP. Bam. I agree. It's a lot of guys do all that stereotype. I agree.
I'm playing, man. They'll be like, yeah, I'm going to do it then, or I was going to do it, but this came up. I'm like, oh, no worries. You know, hey, this is your credit situation. I'm good over here, so I'm ready when you're ready. You just have to realize the longer you take, the longer you're getting into that situation. a lot of people say they're not ready to buy a house, but why would you wait to repair your credit right before you're ready to buy a house, you know? Because now you have another thing that you have to do or more money you have to spend right at that time. Why don't you prepare now for your future? You may not want to be ready to buy a house for a year or two, but you already have the credit. You already have the knowledge because we'll get you with a mortgage company. Even if you're not ready, we'll let you talk to them so they'll let you know what to prepare for when that time is. Because I was going to – I started the home buying process and it was so stressful. I was just like, I'm not ready for that because I'm trying to do my businesses and buy a home at the same time. I'm not ready. So I had to pull away from one. And I was more interested in my building, my businesses and my brand. Versus the house, because right, you know, I have somewhere to stay. So, let me push that back, because that's actually a stressful situation. It's a happy moment, but it's overwhelming at the same time.
Yes.
Ooh.
All right, so that leads into TRAC, which is transitioning resources around the community. What
my
led
baby.
To you forming that?
Like I said, I love to help people. I do resumes, cover letters, criminal background letters. I've had people fresh out of prison come to me for help and have a job within the next week. I know someone who was in prison for 25 years and have not been out for a year and have two jobs. I had somebody who got out of prison and the next day had interviews. Ended up at a construction job, bringing home $1,000 a week, even more sometimes, doing construction. And not even because, you know, they had backgrounds fresh out of prison, but because I helped them and I gave them that confidence and I helped them write those letters and let them know how to present themselves at these jobs, fresh out of prison with jobs. I do the resumes, the cover letters. I got the notary thing. I do the taxes. I got my credit awareness class. Now I'm starting the package for survival for the homeless people. I want to do job etiquette on how to dress for interviews. You know, they give you that information. They have classes like that. They give you that information. But I want to bring out some new stuff that people have never done because I feel like it's so much stuff that we could be doing with ourselves, but everybody have excuses. If you're looking for a person who's for the excuses, I am not that person. I'm like, no, there's always a way. You just have to do it. I don't tell me that you have a background. That's why you can't find a job, because I know people who got out of prison and had an interview for a job the next day. I know people who's been
prison. Well, I'm from the hood.
They don't want to hire me because I'm black. I'm black. I have an awesome job. I work for the city. I have an awesome job. I'm black.
Wait, shoot, he's telling. I have a pretty awesome job in Dane, so I cannot complain about that.
So I just feel like there's so much stuff that I can give to people and I want to. I just love helping people. So it took me forever to come up with that name. I was just like, I don't know what to call it. I just know I don't want it to be geared to one thing. I just want it to be geared through the community. So between coworkers and friends and family, we finally came up with that name. And I love it because it fits perfectly. I'm not geared to one certain thing that I'm doing. I'm geared to the community, or we. Let me not say I, because it's not just me. I have my best friend is in it, and she was the main person on this this package for survival thing, because she's all for giving. And I'm like, okay, let's put something together. Give me your ideas. So we came up with this list of items that we feel like homeless people need. And then we were talking about, you know, how are we going to present this? We don't want to give them bags. They don't need anything they can carry in their hands, you know, because they have so much going on already. They need backpacks. Put something lightweight on their backpack and give it to them like that. So I just love it. I mean, I can talk
I
love to do.
The moment I saw it, it really resonated with me.
Shout out to you, because that name came from you.
Oh, yeah, yes. You know, I wasn't going to. I wasn't going to toot that horn, but you know, you know.
Got to. That was all you, because I'm not good with names. I can come up with the plan, but not the name.
But no, man, just, I mean, between having that situation before, for a very, very, it wasn't long, but it was a very short stint. And, man, sometimes it's hard, man, and you, especially you don't, you know, if you're a person, especially you're a person that works hard, you don't let that stop you. But some people don't get that. They don't get you go through things.
Yeah.
It's not
gonna
be easy.
They don't understand that.
Everybody thinks, oh, the reason why you got to that position because you were lazy. But no, sometimes it's about transition that you're going through.
And sometimes it's
necessary to go. God will put you through something he wants to test you through, because he wants you to be a person that's going to be able to help somebody that might land that position. You, after you have overcame it, you teach them how to overcome it. So.
Exactly.
I mean, I like that, because I still remember this homeless dude outside of Denny's. Crazy, that was always a Denny's story to me. But he was outside, he was asking for change, and I'm like, he asked for change, he trying to get something to eat, literally where he's asking for change at. And
yeah.
I just told the man, I said, come in, you know, clearly the dude is, like, he just came from working extra hard, he had nowhere to go. I told him to come in with me to a restaurant and let's let him order up the menu and treat him like a human being, not treat him like,
mm-hmm.
oh, he just scum. Like, because, I mean, I feel like he could just been sitting up there all night asking for money, but I had the money to do it, and Denny's hit that high anyway. It was high, but
yeah,
I didn't rethink that.
Not.
But no, anyway.
kid's menu.
Yeah, kid, man, I have some damn high. But that's another show. So yeah, man. I was like, man, like this is it right here. I like it. And it's practical. It's not just give people money. And so some people, they like this stuff to give them survival stuff and giving it to them in a more discreet way. Like giving them backpacks is a lot more discreet. You're not just handing them items. You handing them in something that's
Yeah,
because
where they're
going to
put it. You know, if you're just handing them Ziploc bags or just putting it in their hand, where are they going to put it? If you want them to have this stuff and to use this stuff, they need something to put it in, not something to weigh them down, you know, not something to put in their hands because they already have to go through so much. I'm thinking, you know, those little light drawstring backpacks that you just put on your back and just go on about your business. That's what I've seen, and that's what I want to do. I found them for cheap and everything, so I did my research before I posted it. That's what took me so long to post it, because I'm like, I have to make sure I have all my P's and Q's together, because I want this to be successful. They come
me
into
too.
My job a lot. I actually work in the hood. I work on the south side, so they come into my job. They're always asking me for stuff. I've given homeless people my food, my kid's dad. I've gave one homeless dude a couple of his outfits, because I'm like, they're call. He's like, and my kid Jay was like, I need my clothes. I'm like, no, you don't. I'm like, no, you don't. He needed
what?
More than you. Like, be thankful. You have something else, but it's just like, I want to be able to help them. When I get bigger, when I get everything together, I want to be able to do more, figure out what got them in that situation and see if there's any way that they want to get out and help them. I'm all for, if you want to do it, I will help you. I will back whatever you want to do if you want to do it. I cannot want it more than you, but if you want it, then I have your back. Let's figure it out. I don't care who you are. Let's do it. I'm like, yeah, let's get it done. So when my best friend brought this to me, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's wonderful. You know, I've always wanted to see what we can do, but, you know, more brains together make it happen, because she had the idea. I put it together, and you sealed the deal with the logo and the name. Cause I was like, I don't know what to call it. What can we call it? Both of us was like, we cannot think of a name. And I was just like, I know the perfect person to ask, and you just gave us the name, and it was perfect. The logo was perfect. I'm like, thank you. God sent you to me. Like, I met, we got this network together for a reason. You are my local man. We got to get some more stuff together because I got more ideas to feed to you.
All right. Well, yeah, you know, man, no, my thing is this, like, and that's why, you know, certain people, I'm trying, like, they come to me on a certain price, I'm charging them because depending on how, it's often always like this. My price doesn't reflect the type of people and how you came at me was respectful. You had your stuff laid out. And you had a purpose. Like, you got your stuff laid out, it make my job easier. So I was like, okay, cool. It's just people that, oh, well, I don't know, man, I don't know. So I'm always, so every time, you know, my services, I'm looking out for you with my services, how I do them. And that's the thing. But my thing I like what you said was, you know, touching a part of my heart is that you were saying that when you get big, you want to do stuff now. But I like the fact that instead of waiting till you get big, you're doing something now, even with the little that you have.
Yes.
And that's what people don't understand.
Sometimes it keeps
me up at night,
but I love it.
When I get rich, man, I'm going to feed the hood. And I'll be like, you can't do it now? Like, you got to build that mind state, because if you don't build that mind state now, you're not going to really do that when you get – you're not going to do it effectively when you do get in that position.
Right. Or it's just going to be for show. I don't do none of this stuff for show. A lot of people didn't even know I did half the stuff I do. I volunteer. I help people. I don't really promote it as much because I don't want people thinking that I'm just doing it for show. I actually do this stuff because this is what I want to do. This is what keeps me up at night, writing down stuff. People ask me questions, and I'm always, give me a couple of days and I'll have your answer. I have so many requests in my inbox and on my phone of questions, and if I don't know it, I'm going to go find it so I can give you the answer. That's just the type of person I am. People ask me about daycares. I'm like, I don't know, but give me a second and I'll give you the answer. Do you know who have any rental properties? No, but give me a second, I'll give you the answer. You know, give me a couple of days,
yep,
I'll get an answer for you. I'm always straightforward, everything I do. You want it, I'm going to help you. It's people calling me about their, you know, they, I'm not even close with, about their financial problems or their living arrangements. Okay, give me a plan. What do you want to do? And I'll help you get there. But if you don't show me anything, I'm not going to show you anything. So you want a better situation? Okay, what's your plan? What do you want to do? Give it to me and I will help you. I'll help you. That was my whole point of doing this, because I want to help everybody around the community. I do my every now and then, and I think I'm going to start back probably on Monday. I like to start the first week my job and interview tips, where I give you tips on Facebook about how you should dress, how you should talk, what you should put on your application, doing the application all the way to when you pull up to the interview, I will give you all these tips. I do them every now and then. I don't do them every day, so people, you know, won't hear the same thing every day. But a lot of people don't know that your hair color, your perfume, all that stuff can affect if you get the job or not, because you can't come in there with no loud perfume and have the person interviewing you sneezing. They ain't paying attention to what you're saying because you got their allergies jumping. A lot of people don't know that. Or because
my place, the one I work at, is fragrance free, so don't be coming there with no fragrances on.
Because they said that's offensive. A lot of people don't know that that's offensive. You're offending somebody. Or when they're calling you for the interview and you have a callback tone, I will hang up the phone. When I call my clients or anything, oh, you're not serious about work. Oh, you're not serious about going back to school, and you got a callback tone. It's time to be professional. When I get my resume request on Facebook, and I'm like, yeah, shoot me your email, and it's Big Booty Judy, my first tip is to change your email address. Some people get offended by that. They won't even write me back because they're thinking I'm being rude. You want me to help you get a job, and your email is Big Booty Judy. You want me, or something about gang banging or a curse word. But you want a job. That's why you're not getting a job, because you're putting that on the application. oh, your application gets shredded, buddy, because they're not, no. So I actually, a lot of people will not work with me because I say that, but it's because their mindset, they're still young. So once they grow up, because that don't offend me, like I said, I still have a full-time job, 8 to 5, whether you want me to do your resume or not, I'm still getting paid while I'm sitting here, so it doesn't matter to me. But I tell these people these things because I want to help you. I'm not trying to hurt your feelings. I'm not trying to be rude. I'm just going to be honest with you. People don't know how to take me because I'm straightforward. I'm just going to say it.
Oh, I am too. I'm nice, but I'm going to still tell you what
it is.
Yeah,
I'm nice.
That's just scary people. They don't like the fact that I'm nice, but I'm blunt. That's like, what the heck? Isn't that contradictory? No. Nah, I'm going to keep it real with you. It's not going to be an asshole about it.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, well, some people say I come off as an asshole. I don't mean to. I just want to be, you know, I just want to be straightforward.
If you know a lot and you research, people find that threatening. I've learned that. Like,
I've noticed.
I've learned that myself.
I remember one of my Facebook friends, she posted, she said, do anybody know the T schedule? Because I'm going to send my card back. And the first thing everybody is just like, oh, you can look online. And this and this, and the first thing I say is, you know that's a repo, right? They were just like, why are you so negative? I'm not. You're about to hurt your credit report, your credit to take the bus. Why? How is that helping you? Because at the end of the day, you're still messing yourself up. You think you're spending too much on this car. Okay, fix your credit and refinance it. Why would you take it, send it back and get on the bus, and then it brings your score down 100 points? And they was just like, you're rude. I'm like, I'm not. I'm a realist. I'm just being real. I see what everybody
else
don't see.
People don't want you. They don't like, and I say this, and this is a social media problem, period. If you're not agreeing with them being a yes man on their page, they always, well, you need to mind your own business. Huh. So they always want to do that. And I'm like, bruh, girl, sit behind on. Like, everyone does not have to agree. Everyone's so hypersensitive, man. Like, oh, if you don't agree with them, all of a sudden it's, oh, I'm going to block you. And I'm like, man, it was like, come on, grow the hell up, man. People, oh, my God, it's not that serious. Oh, and another thing, because you're talking about the emails, I need y'all to realize Facebook gave y'all the opportunity to make fan pages for a reason. Separate your brand from your personal page so that we ain't got everything mixing together. Because if you're a stripper, make a stripper page.
I'm working on that
not
myself.
Share the stripper page with the personal page. Goodness.
Like I'm still working on that one because if I see something funny, I have to remind people. I'm like, yeah, I know I'm still 25. Because people think I'm older because I'm a little more mature. And I'm like, no, I'm still 25 because if it's funny, I'm going to post it. So I'm trying to break through that to myself. So I understand that one because I'll post something
funny.
I
stop myself every day. I'm like, some stuff. I'm very conscious about, okay, well, even if it's one that I won't share is fights. That stays away from my page. I got a rule. I don't do the fights on my page. I don't do them.
Yeah.
I don't do them.
Yeah, I had to get out of that. But when it's funny, I just be like, no, let me stop. I'm working on myself.
Stop. We gotta get out of that because if we don't stop laughing at stuff, people think that stuff is cool, and they gonna keep doing it. Just like this weekend, somebody was shooting the projects, shooting a goddamn shotgun.
Right there.
Oh my God! Come on, in Cavill, man, y'all should in Cavill like that.
Over there. I don't understand. All those kids out there, like they don't think. People do not think. I wish they would grow up. Shooting for what? You can't fight? I've seen kids out there running. Why would you traumatize? They're too young to experience something like that. My son goes to school close by there, so sometimes that bothers me.
Yeah, because they shoot up, especially they shoot up in the air, the bullet comes back down, it could be your child could be getting hit. I just don't get, like, it's a selfish way of thinking.
They will be mad at their kids within that.
Right, and I mean, I'll start a whole nother show about me talking about people in this whole. I'm a person. If a person did something and they actually rehabilitate, I'm all about, okay, the free, when people say free, such and such, I'm all about that. It's the people that they keep coming out and they keep doing new stuff that's the same crap and then just keep cycling over and over again. Goodness, man. I thought, why can we stop freeing people? We done freed these people so many dang times. Like, good. It's like people think that life is like a video game. You can just put a coin into the machine and continue. It's not, it don't go that way. Like, you continue, but you ain't going to be back at the same part of the level. You're going to have to, you're going to be the more empty position. So,
We just got to pray for our city.
Pray for it, man. For where we would start to go to upward motion and we want to take it backwards. Like, come on, man. We getting. Artists is getting love. The business around here trying to boom. I mean, it's crazy. I still, like, this is a trip to me. Like, I remember, it was before, like, me and you started, like, working with each other. And I'm in, I happen to be at PSL Studios. Shout out to my boy, Pierre. I was over there because I was shooting for a magazine. And I'm like, and I saw your flyers in there. I was like, dang, okay, see everywhere. So that was crazy to me. I knew you was working. I saw your flyers all over the place. I'm like, okay, yeah, she out here working.
Oh, your credibility services everywhere. At least we're trying to be. But, yeah, he's real close with the owner, so he get it good. He get it real good. They're like best friends. So, yeah, he got it. He's a good supporter.
Yes.
We did his credit, so he's a good supporter.
That's what's
That's an awesome team. I love your credit builder service. Awesome team. Awesome credit repair team.
So I want to leave it with this. If you could sum up in like a, if you have to make like a 30-second commercial of basically why it's important to fix your credit, what would it be?
It gives you more financial freedom when you have a better credit. When your credit score is better, it gives you so many opportunities. Like if you wanted to start a business, it's easier to go to a bank with your proposition when you have good credit. When you have bad credit, it's just like nobody wants to take you serious. It affects your personal life, your financial life, even your work life, because it's like, they don't think that if you can't keep your credit life in check, you can't keep none of your lives in check, because that's a valuable part of your life right there. Very valuable, because that's money. That's how you do other people's money, basically. If you can't do somebody else's money right, you know, they've given you a chance and they've given you this loan and you didn't do right. So you're pretty much untrustworthy. So why would you want to be untrustworthy to the world? You know, that's the world that you're untrustworthy to, because anything you try to buy on credit, when they pull, then they see that, oh, I can't trust you with this loan because you're not going to pay it back, or you want to pay it back super late.
That was more like 45 seconds.
This is a passion. You can't
put
a
time limit
on the passion.
I was trying to see you. It's all right. Yeah, I was going. She in the moment. Let her preach to y'all real quick. But it's a triple tech thing, people. That's what it is. You know, triple tech people.
Oh,
we out here.
Of course. Go Bulldog.
That's what it is. You know, shout out to the Green Bee Triple. You know, I thought that was weird. Dude, first name is Green, but that's another conversation. I'm going to stop being messy. Again, it was definitely a pleasure to have you on the show. I appreciate everyone that's listening.
Thank you.
Live. If you miss the show, y'all know y'all can always catch them, man. Come listen back at lawtalkradio.com/SettyJ, CEDDYJ. It is for free to listen to on iTunes, the TuneIn Radio app, the Stitcher Radio app, and, of course, at dustspot.com Facebook.com/DeathSpotRadio. And let the people know again how they can catch up with you and definitely get that credit together or support Track as well.
Oh, yes. Please support me. We got my credit repair number, 1-800-771-8993, extension 319. My cell phone, it's my Google number, but y'all can call me, 817-618-3812, or via email, transitioning.resources@yahoo.com, or for credit repair, tberryhill@mycreditbuilding.com. So y'all hit me up when y'all need me.
I just peeked you said Google number. That's my business number too. People are like, man,
you have that professional woman
when they call off, but you got that professional woman on your team. They were thinking you'd be like you just Fortune 500.
No, you legit. You legit when she asking you who you are.
They
no, look, let me not tell y'all the secret. Forget what I said. But
nah, I
appreciate
give them
this opportunity.
Oh, that's definitely great, man. Now, you've been, first of all, you got information people want to know, and I like doing these shows because, I mean, we have a lot of people in the entertainment industry that we interview a lot, but I also always have to go outside the box and interview people that's going to help everyone, and that's even going to help those people in the entertainment industry because you got your credit together, you know, you can get your finances in check and be able to go buy some of the equipment you need to make some
exactly.
of the stuff happen and make it happen. Because then you get them payments
exactly.
on the equipment, all that.
Exactly. Cheap payments. That's what we're talking about. Cheap, cheap, cheap.
Yes.
This was an awesome opportunity. I appreciate it.
Dang, it's crazy. Somebody just, God is good. Literally, while I'm on the show now, somebody said, they need a logo person. They just tagged me in this post. Shout out to that. So
yeah. get your logos.
Hey, I appreciate you again. I appreciate you for thinking of me business wise, and people need to notice. And definitely again, people have to support. Support the survival for. No, not the survival for. Package for survival with Trem, and that's presented by Track and support them, man, because again, heck, you can be in that situation. If you're in that situation, you will definitely want someone to look out for you.
Exactly, and we will be them people because this will not be a one-time thing. We're going to make this a regular thing. Maybe try to twice a year. Yeah.
I'm about to ask you this before I get out the show. Do you have a date for the next Know Your Score?
Huh? I don't.
I'm
working on that right now because I have some people who want it in Arlington and some want it in Fort Worth. So I'm trying to do two different ones. I have my Arlington location locked in, which would be the Your Credit Builder Service office, and that'll be my Sundays. So I'm getting with my partners to pick. I want to do set days for a couple months. I already have them set up. So I believe we're going towards the 17th for our Sunday one. Now I'm working on my full month
awesome.
Location for Saturdays. But, yeah, I had a lot of people asking for that for Sundays and for later Saturdays. That's why we changed it from the lunch in because it'll be a little later. So we can get more people in. But, yeah, I'm working on that right now. I done got my little list of dates together, so I just got to run that by my partner and see how she likes those, and then I'm going to post them. So they'll be coming soon. If you liked our page, you will be getting that information.
Most definitely. Well, again, it was a pleasure having you. Before we go out, people, you know how we end every show, and that's reminding you in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J or where there's a U, there is a way. You tuned in to an episode of Life at the Dust Live, your boy Ceddie J, with this week's special guest, my girl, Torshay Renee. We'll see y'all on Wednesday's show. And don't forget, every Every Tuesday, we have the After Hours with T. And every Thursday, we have Queen Size with Giselle. So those are all of our shows. See you.
Awesome. I'll be tuned in. Thank you. And have a good night.
You too.